keeping an eye on Asian carp. This is the Environment Report. In for Rebecca Williams, I'm Zoe Clark. By now, you've probably heard all about the Asian carp. The invasive species is making its way up the Mississippi River, and there's concern that if the fish are able to get into the Great Lakes, that they could drastically change the water's ecosystem. Michigan Democratic Senator Debbie Stabenow and Michigan Republican Congressman Dave Camp introduced the Stop the Asian Carp Act last year. The legislation required the Army Corps of Engineers to create a plan to permanently separate the Mississippi River and Lake Michigan. Senator Stabenow joins us now. And Senator, what's the latest on the Army Corps of Engineers plan?
Well, the Army Corps of Engineers is working on a plan to give us specific recommendations on how to separate the waters, and it involves engineering changes on water flow. Problem is, they say they won't have this done until 2015, and so what we're trying to do is push them to get this done much quicker, and we know that it is possible to move more quickly because the Great Lakes Commission, made up of all the Great Lakes governors and representatives of the Great Lakes, just gave us a report that they did on three different options as to how to separate the waters. It's clear that this can be done in a way that doesn't disrupt commerce around Chicago and so on. So we're just anxious to get going.
Recently, we're hearing more about this idea of permanently separating the river and the lakes. Do you see that as sort of the likely option right now?
I do. I still believe that we ought to be closing the locks until we get a permanent solution. But there is a lot of pushback from Illinois and Chicago about what that potentially could do with flooding in the city and so on. So given that, we want to move as quickly as possible to a permanent solution. And I might add that we also now are looking more broadly than just the Illinois River and Mississippi River going into Lake Michigan, because we've found that there have been some fish seen going across Indiana in the Wabash River. At certain times of the year, it connects to the Maumee River in Ohio and would actually go into Lake Erie. And so this is a real challenge for us. Right now, people are working very, very hard and are very focused on this, but there's, I believe, 19 different tributaries and ways to get into the Great Lakes, and that's my biggest worry.
Senator, you spoke about the commercial shipping interests in Chicago. How do you overcome their lobbying efforts in order to get this done?
Well, I think we do that by simply continuing to work with the governor of Illinois, with all of the governors, on this plan that would change the way the water flows but would not affect Chicago. Personally, I'd say the other side's interests are, and not that we don't, you know, respect them, but they're small in terms of economic impact compared to what could happen having the fish go into the Great Lakes.
Senator Stabenow, thank you so much for your time.
You're welcome.
But a question remains. Who would pay for a permanent solution? Michigan Public Radio Network's Rick Pluta reports.
No one knows exactly how much it would cost to shut down the Chicago shipping canals and replace them with something else. But the price tag would be big. It could run into the billions of dollars. Michigan Congressman Dave Camp, chairman of the powerful House Ways and Means Committee, says,
"We'd have to appropriate the money. I think there's enough money, certainly in the Great Lakes Restoration Fund, that we could use to help with that problem."
That money is used for Great Lakes cleanup, dredging, pollution prevention, and Camp's idea could divert funding from those purposes. But environmental groups say restoring a physical separation of the two water systems and eliminating the danger of non-native species moving back and forth between them just might be worth it. For the Environment Report, I'm Rick Pluta.
And that's the Environment Report. I'm Zoe Clark.